بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. We have reached verse 137. قال الله تعالى فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So if they believe in the like of that which you believe, then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. So Allah will suffice you against them, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. Who are these who are addressed? So if they believe, if they, who are they? This is in reference to the Jews, the Christians, and the Mushriks. Those who belied the messengers. If they believe in that which you believe, meaning in the Quran, in accordance with the way you believed. And we believed in the Quran, and we believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day. We believed in the pre-decree, it's good and it's bad, and we abide by the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if they believe in this faith, in this belief which you believe, meaning this ummah, then in this case, they are rightly guided. And this is a very important point of benefit, that the Jews, the Christians, the Mushriks, anyone who belies the messengers, they will be rightly guided if they believe in like that which we believe in. Believing in Allah, in the angels, in the messengers, in the books, in the last day, in the pre-decree, and they also believe in the revelation sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This constitutes the correct guidance and the correct belief. And anyone who claims otherwise is misguided and deceiving himself. But if they turn away, وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا turn away from the faith which you believed in, then verily they are only in opposition, meaning in dispute, an argumentation. And such a matter is not harmful to you, but rather it is harmful to them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next statement, He said, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. So Allah will suffice you against them. And He is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer, the All-Knower. And Alhamdulillah, Allah suffice the believers. Allah ended this statement by saying, and He is the All-Hearer, All-Knower. We explained these two names of Allah, As-Sami' Al-Alim, the All-Hearer, the All-Knower, in the previous verses. So there is no need to go over them now. They were explained in details. Someone may say, isn't it more, quote unquote, fitting if the statement would have been, instead of he is the all-hearer, all-knower, rather if he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is the almighty, all-powerful. Instead of As-Sami' Al-Alim, the all-hearer, all-seer, concerning the plots of the disbelievers and their disputes. What's apparent, and Allah knows best, is that since the plotting of those who dispute and plot against the messenger could be by sayings and could be by actions, and that it is hidden, not open, so that it would be the case to say that he is the all-powerful, almighty. But rather, he used, subhanahu wa ta'ala, all-hearer, all-knower, meaning that all these things which that they hide and it is not known, all of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all that they conceal, the points of benefit. That there is no guidance except in the guidance, except in the belief, in adopting the belief of this ummah. And secondly, that the Jews and the Christians and the like, and the mushriks, are astray, misguided, away from the truth, if they don't believe in the belief held by this ummah. And there is no third benefit. There is no proof or evidence for them except in these kind of disputes and argumentations. And all are false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, in the verse. And if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. So there is a point of benefit here, that opposition and dispute is real between the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, and the Muslims. And therefore there can be no agreement between the Muslims and the people of the book, because fundamentally there is opposition on the matters of creed. They don't believe in what this ummah believes in. And from this we learn another point of benefit, that this verse refutes the call of the misguided who call for the unification of religions. So the Jews and the Christians, when they don't believe in the belief of this ummah, then they are in opposition and dispute, and this would lead to enmity and then to fight. And this is really what took place. The Muslims fought the Jews and fought the Christians, all the Romans who were in the east, and then they fought the Crusaders, and they will in the future fight the Christians again until Islam takes over their capital, which is Rome, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asserted in an authentic hadith. And this is inevitable to take place, and many Muslims don't know of this. This is with respect to the Christians. And with respect to the Jews, the Muslims in the future will continue in fighting the Jews until the Jew will hide behind a rock and trees, and the rock and the trees will call upon the Muslim saying, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah. This is a Jew behind me, come and kill him, except for a tree which is from the trees of the Jews, which is called Al-Gharqad. And this is an authentic hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This tree will not tell of them. From the benefits is that anyone who thinks that the Jews are on guidance, then himself is misguided. And anyone who claims to this himself is a disbeliever, who belies the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran in 3:85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. And because of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the one whose Muhammad's soul is in his hand, meaning Allah, none who hears of me from this nation of the Jews and the Christians then dies without believing in that which I was sent with, except that he will be from the people of hell. And this is in Sahih Muslim. So anyone who claims that the religion of the Jews and the Christians today is correct, then this means they will be from the dwellers of paradise, and in this case he will be belying the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the benefits is Allah promised to suffice the believers concerning the plots and the Jews and their enmity, and Allah fulfills his promise. And this took place early. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not die before he removed the Jews from Medina, expelled them from Medina, and took over their castles in Khaybar. And made them stay as workers there. and in the reign of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar, the leader of the believers, Umar ibn al-Khattab, he expelled them from Khaybar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed the believers their evils, and all praise is due to Allah. And from the benefits that the nations before us are followers to us, meaning it is binding upon them to believe in our Sharia and follow the Sharia of Islam. And this is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So we are the latter ones, or the last time wise, but ahead in merits. This ummah will be ahead on the day of resurrection to be gathered and to be given the books and to pass over the bridge over hell and to enter paradise, and all praise is due to Allah. The other benefit, incitement to the Muslims, and we should really give this really good contemplation, incitement to the Muslims to hold on to their deen, and that it is the truth, and that they will be victorious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice the believers, their enemies, when they hold truly to their deen. As Allah said, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will suffice you. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse 22 in Surah Al-Hajj, in 22 verse 38, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Truly Allah defends those who believe. Verily Allah likes not any treacherous, ingrate to Allah, those who disobey Allah but obey shaitan. These verses also tell us clearly the greatness of Allah and His might and His ability. When He said Allah will suffice you, and this comprises all the enemies to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to this ummah. And from the benefits is the need to have true dependence upon Allah. The need to have true dependence upon Allah. In our calls, in calling to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in all of our affairs. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who will suffice the believers, then in this case we must truly depend upon Him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Talaq, in chapter 65 verse 3, said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts his trust in Allah, then he, Allah, will suffice him. And from the benefits, affirming these two names, As-Sami' and Al-Alim, all hearer, all knower. And what they comprise from the attributes and the great meanings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qualified with the hearing and the knowledge, and His hearing comprehends all sounds and voices, and His knowledge encompasses everything. And therefore we should watch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carefully in all of our actions and sayings, because nothing escapes Allah from what that which we utter, nor from that which we conceal. And therefore we should be watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secrecy and in open, because this is what is entailed by his noble name Al-Aleem, the all-knowing, because he knows everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we move to the next verse, please. قال الله عز وجل in the next verse, صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون. صبغة الله, صبغة, what is صبغة? Linguistically, the term صبغة means لون, means color. صبغة الله, and it denotes the deen, it denotes the religion of Allah. It denotes the religion of Allah. And the deen is called Sibgha. Why? Because of the manifestation of its effects on the doer. The person who holds to the deen, the effects of this holding appears on him, manifests itself on his face, in his manners, in tranquility, in his outward appearance. And thus it is like the coloring to the garment appearing obviously on it. This is one saying. Another saying for the term sibgha, that it means that the deen is a sibgha because of its binding, like the binding of the color to the garment. And therefore it's okay to say that sibgha refers to the two meanings, to its binding and to the manifestation of the deen's effect on the doer, like the manifestation of the color on the garment, and like the binding of the color to the garment. So both are applicable. Then Allah here in this verse added the term sibgha to himself. He added the term sibgha to himself. He said sibghat Allah, because it is from him, the deen is from him, the sharia came from Allah. And no one legislates to the people or to the creation except their creator. Then Allah stated in an exclamation form, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. And which sibgha can be better than Allah? This exclamation in this format is not mere negation, is not mere negation. Rather, it comprises challenge. It comprises challenge. And which sibgha, which deen can be better than Allah's? This is exclamation in a challenging way. Now take for example, if someone says, no one from mankind is like such and such. This is mere negation. No one from mankind is like such and such. This is mere negation. Compare it with the statement, who is like such and such from mankind? Who is like such and such from mankind? This is negation. This is exclamation in a challenging way. This is exclamation denoting negation but in a challenging way. So no one is better, can be better than Allah's bringing a deen which is beneficial to mankind and which protects them from mischief. There is no existing deen comprising such perfect objectives except that which Allah sent down. Then Allah said, and which sirba can be better than Allah's, and we are His worshippers. This we refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and we are his worshippers. This refers, the we refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and al-ibadah, worship means humiliating oneself to Allah, the most mighty and most majestic, by executing His commands out of love to Him and abstaining from His prohibitions out of magnification of Him, while feeling our status correctly, meaning that we are slaves of Allah. This is the meaning of worship. And also in the statement, we are the worshippers, there is the benefit that worship must be sincere to Allah alone. Now let's take the benefits of this verse. First benefit. It is incumbent upon us to hold to this deen, because the meaning here is hold to the sibgha of Allah, hold to the deen of Allah. And the second benefit is that this deen is the truth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added it to Himself, sibghat Allah, the deen of Allah. And anything added to Allah is truth, is the truth. And from this is that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best and most perfect and most comprehensive and most upright concerning the benefits for the slaves. And from the benefits is that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an honor to the slave, and that's why the description of ubudiyya, slavery to Allah, was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the most high and honor ranks. It came in describing him as a slave in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in chapter 2 verse 23, in a rank of defense, وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا. Defense and challenge. There he mentioned him as a slave. If you are in doubt to that which we have sent, concerning that which we have sent down the Quran to our slave, look at this. And in the honoring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the ascension, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Isra 17 verse 1, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. And this is a high rank, yet Allah referred to him as his slave. Glorified and exalted be Allah above all that which he associated to him, who took his, look at this, who took his what? His slave for a journey of might, a very honorable journey. Yet described him as his slave, and this is an honor. And in the rank or the station of messengership, as in Surah Al-Kahf 18:1, he mentioned him there also as a slave. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب على عبده. All praises and thanks be to Allah who sent down his slave. So in the rank, in this great rank of messengership, Allah referred to him as his slave, who has sent down to his slave Muhammad the book, the Quran, and has not placed therein any crookedness. And from the benefits, the intellect necessitates holding to the deen. The intellect necessitates holding to the deen. Because Allah said, and whose deen is better than Allah's, and whose sibra is better than Allah's deen. It is so because the intellect, the sound intellect, guides to abide by that which is better. And that's how it's considered to be a point of benefit, that the intellect necessitates holding to the deen, because this deen from Allah is the best. The next verse, now we move to verse 139. قال الله تعالى قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, dispute you with us about Allah, while he is our Lord and your Lord, and we are to be rewarded for our deeds, and you for your deeds. And we are sincere to him in worship and in obedience. The addressing here, say, meaning to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refers to, is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and directed to those who dispute with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Jews and the Christians. And it's also correct to include others as well who fit to such an address. So dispute you with us about Allah while he is our Lord and your Lord. And this is also the exclamation here, is to deny, a denial. It is not fitting for you to do so. So you come and dispute and say that we are on the truth, when the truth is with those who follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you dispute with us about Allah while وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ, while he is our Lord and your Lord. So If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord and your Lord, and you attest to that, then it is incumbent upon you to hold to His last revelation, because He is the true Lord and He knows best as to what is good for His slaves. He commands them and He forbids them in accordance with that entailed by His wisdom and His mercy. So in the next statement Allah said also to them, وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. And we are to be rewarded for our deeds and you for your deeds. So we are not going to be asked about you, and you're not going to be asked about us. Each will have his own work, deeds, and Allah will give him the just recompense on the day of resurrection. Then Allah ended the statement by saying, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ, and we are sincere to him in worship and in obedience. And sincerity means, al-ikhlas means, to render something clean from all impurities which may be attached to it. So the meaning would be that we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't ascribe anything in worship to other than Allah or with Him. So how come you dispute with us while we are all in agreement that He is our Lord, but you dispute this Lord, the benefits of this, rejecting the dispute of the Jews and the Christians who dispute with the Muslims concerning Allah while attesting that He is their Lord? And the second benefit is that it's a must to disassociate oneself from the actions of the disbelievers. We will be rewarded for our deeds and you for your deeds. What is intended here is disassociation from their deeds, as in Surah Al-Kafirun. Exactly as in Surah Al-Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, verses 1-6, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. And from the benefits that the Muslim should feel proud as to the truth he is upon. So we are proud of our deeds of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are disassociated from your deeds, from the disbelievers' deeds and their shirk. And from the benefits, and this is really very important, we really need to contemplate this benefit, that the Muslim should feel proud as to the truth he is upon. He shouldn't be shaky concerning this matter, because this is the deal of Allah. Otherwise he will end up, the person will end up compromising his religion for worldly gains, or may end up compromising his beliefs in order to fit in with the disbelievers. And from the benefits, it is not permissible to take the similitude of the enemies of Allah from the disbelievers, because taking similitude means agreement in action. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ warned, whoever assumes the manners of some people, then he becomes from them. And here Allah said, we have our deeds and we'll be rewarded for them, and you will have yours. So we are distinct from you, and you are from us. And it should be noted here that this disassociation does not mean in any way, as some may think, that this means attesting to their deen as a true deen. To the contrary, the disassociation and the distinction is to emphasize that their deen is false, and that the correct deen is Sibghatullah, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take a short break here inshallah, and then we resume the explanation later inshallah ta'ala. This brings the end of verse 139. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.